Okay, welcome back to another episode, Beauty Business of Mine podcast. The DMs, right? So we always think about the DMs. I remember for the longest time, people were like, don't DM me, even to this SLC. Don't DM me. I tried the no DMing method. I will go into this episode why I did it, what I've learned, and the importance of selling through the DMs, okay? And a non-sleazy, you're not a sales car person or like trying to like trick people into buying stuff they don't need, but in a real authentic way that's authentic to you, right? Because we're all different in our different ways. So I really wanted to do this special episode for you today. And with that, let's get started on today's episode. Okay, sorry for that little bump. Why should you or should you not sell in DMs? I'm just going to leave it like this. In this episode, I want you to have an open mind. Please take what resonates, feels good to you. Leave the rest behind. I will be drinking a white mocha if you're watching me on video. So I've been using my voice a lot today. So my voice started to get a little dry. Okay, so we need a little of that. So take what resonates, leave the rest behind. This is not about what's right or wrong. This is about different perspectives, sharing with you real life lessons in my business of selling through the DMs, not selling through the DMs, allowing people to have access to me to the DMs, and boundaries. That's what we're gonna be talking about today. So with that, let's just go right into it. I would allow people to have access to me through DMs, which kind of feels like texting at times. I did that for a couple of years, okay? Everything was great. It was good. I have made beautiful connections and relationships through the DMs, believe it or not. So I love DMs, okay? I like DMs. I like awesome. They're my vibe. But this is what happened. When I got my mobile salon, I'm trying to be very tactful and mindful and honest with you about this. There was a lot of interest in how I did it, right? Because it was something, it wasn't new. Other people have done it, but people were trying to figure out how I did it with such low amount of money, is where I ended up learning. And they wanted access to me. They wanted coaching for me for free. And they would start getting mad when I started putting up the boundary of no, like, this took a lot of work for me to do. You know, like I can't be answering, like I wasn't just getting one DM. And this is the part where like I'm being very honest and open with you. I'm not saying I know it all and I'm the best at everything. I'm just being honest how I felt, okay? And if you have ever felt this way, let me know. Have you ever felt like people are just trying to reach out to you through DMs to get information from you or get something out of you and it's not authentic or genuine? It's not building a connection. It's really just like, what can I get out of you? And that's how I started feeling like. And people would call me the B word, like, you know what that word is. They call me a dumbass, you know, like you're a fucking idiot and all this fucking evil shit because I wouldn't answer their questions and I didn't know their stuff. I remember one day somebody got mad at me because I didn't know how she could get it financed, you know, for her mobile. And I'm like, but my story, have you not read my story? And I'm being honest with you, I didn't finance mine. It was paid cash. Like, I paid a couple thousand dollars for my mobile. Like the last one, I even paid less for it. I'm like, I pay a little bit of money for my mobiles. I buy them cash. I don't finance mobiles. So I wouldn't know. And I don't know your credit score. There's so many things. There's legalities behind things too. And so I want us to be mindful and open heart and mind that sometimes like for legal reasons, I can't give advice over DMs, like hair color advice, right? I had one of my team members, you know, like somebody I know, she got an allergic reaction to lash extensions. And can you imagine if I would have been like, oh yeah, well, go get lash extensions. They're amazing. And you know, she got an allergic reaction and why she ended up suing me, right? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just making this up, but it's shit that happens all the time. People can get color allergies over time, even if they had professional only color done for the whole life. After like 20, 30 years, they still have a reaction. They have to change color lines. It happens. I've seen it happen. So there's so much legality too. So don't take it in offense when people don't answer our DMs or when you ask somebody for a question. It's not that they don't want to help you. There's also legalities. They have to protect themselves. So that was a really hard time for me. It's hard when you're getting attacked, right? For something that you worked so hard for. And then I had, you know, I got the CRUD, you know, in November. I had opened in September. I got it in November. I had to close it down. I was trying to go to therapy and dealing with all this shit, like negative shit. It wasn't a good spot for me. That was my horrible experience with DMs, to be honest with you. That was very heartbreaking for me. And that's because I was tied a lot of my worth to my work. Now I don't care. Like, if that would happen to me today, I'm a totally fucking different person. I don't owe anybody anything. And please know, if you're watching this video, look into my eyes. I love you. No, you don't owe anything to anybody. Nobody owes you anything, okay? So just remember that you have gotten to where you're at today because of your hard work, expertise, experience, your failures, your wins. Everything has accumulated to your expertise, who you are today. And that comes with value, okay? And if people can't see it, that's on them, not on you. So the second part, you know, about DMs and that I wanted to share with you too is the importance of sharing value, right? And sharing information. And I know I'm like, you know, like, what about gatekeeping? Is that bad? Is it good? I'm not here to tell you what's right or wrong, bad or good. But how can I ask? How can I accept payments from brands, companies, people, organizations for my experience and expertise and consulting and answering questions from them? How is it fair that they pay me hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars to talk to me and, you know, to actually like come up with a plan or, you know, go over strategy, whatever it is. And then I just give information free to sometimes to whoever I feel like it. That's not fair, right? And part of being equitable, again, is giving opportunity and fairness to everybody. And that's why I have this podcast. This podcast is not to hear my voice. This podcast is to help you in a way that is accessible to everyone. So with that, that's why that was my horrible experience with the DMs, okay? Now let's go to the good stuff. Okay. So let's go into selling on the DMs. I'm not here to tell you it's right or wrong. I'm just giving you my experience and you can take it, take what's helpful, leave the rest behind. It's okay. I have sold services like haircuts, color services, hairstyling services, coaching services. And it has ranged from $50 all the way up to $2,500, being honest and fucking upfront about it with no shame, because I love money. Money is awesome. It's a tool. It's not gonna make me or break me, but I love it. You know why? Because I get to bless other people. When people pay me, and I want you to, we want to talk about our money story, right? So come here, come closer to me. I'm literally getting you closer to me. So our money story has so much to do with our success of winning or failing for me. I do not come from a lot of money. Like, I do and don't. My life story is very interesting. So I think I've had moments in my life of a lot of abundance and money and moments in my life of no money, right? Like living out of my car, no money. So I've had like two spectrums at different times. And that has really helped me to develop my money story, that money is a beautiful tool. Like, I get to bless people. When I have money, I get to hire people. I get to go buy products and services from small businesses that's supporting my community. I get to, you know, like help other people with that tool. It's a tool, right? It's not gonna make me happy or unhappy. That's my job. It's our job to make ourselves happy. It's our job if we make ourselves unhappy. Money is just a tool that we can utilize as we want. And for me, I wanna use it to bless other people. So I love selling through DMs, and this is going to be my non-salesy, how I sell through the DMs, what works, what doesn't, and some lessons, some things to consider, and you can decide if it's a good fit for your business and for you. So remember that bad story about like the DM story, how, you know, I felt like I was being taken advantage. So I put up my profile. It said no DMs, no DMs, no DMs. If you want to contact me, you email me, my website, no DMs, no DMs. So I was like no DM queen, okay? During that time, I felt like different. It felt kind of lonely. So imagine like if I had your cell phone number and you had my cell phone number, but I'm like, girl, you can never text me. Don't ever text me. Like, I text, like, that's my language, okay? Like, texting is my part of my language. That's how I talk to my sister. I talk to my mom. My mom lives in Spain, so she's, like, in another continent. My biological mommy, she's in, like, another continent. She's in Spain. And that's how I text. That's how I communicate, through text. So I felt like this, like, weird disconnection from my audience, this weird disconnection from people, because now they couldn't DM me. Not even to say like, hey, or like, hey, I love that. Nothing, right? Because I said no DMs. So after a while, you know, once I got boundaries, right? We talked about boundaries. Set your boundaries. I knew my boundaries. Now I know that if somebody asks me for a question, I'm more than happy to send them a episode that can help them with that question, to give them some answers and clarity. And if they want anything else, you know, I have my coaching program or sessions that they can book me for. That works and that feels in alignment for me. Doesn't mean you have to do that. That's just how I put up my boundaries. I also know I am not a answering system and I am not Google, right? Like, I am not here to answer everybody's questions. I have a business to run. I have kids. We have a life. You have a business to run. You have a life too. So how can you make it with a boundary, right? So maybe you have your pricing. Maybe you have a template saved in your iPhone notes. Okay, here comes the tips. iPhone notes, right? Like with already with your pricing, how to book you, what point does your services start at? Maybe you start at 300 plus, or you know the price range of your services and your products, turnaround time, all those things, right? Like you can put those boundaries. It's okay to have boundaries. I make friends a lot of times with moms, you know, like me and moms connect. I'm a mom too, you know, and I just like to talk to people. So we end up, you know, becoming friends and forming an acquaintance over time. Although they're my friends and I care about them and they don't know who I am until probably later on, they end up learning that I'm a hairstylist and, you know, all the other stuff. I don't give discounts because I would never go to a friend and ask for a discount, including my best friend who does my hair. I pay his rate. I ask him and I always give him more because I know he's trying to give me a discount. Yeah, I see you, Ricardo. But I think it's so important that we value each other, right? We value our work, even if we're friends, even more so. For me, if you're my friend, even more so, I have to fucking treasure you even more. I don't ever want you to think that I'm taking advantage of you. I don't ever want to disrespect you. Like, your business is your livelihood. I'm not here to take advantage of you or, oh, pues, you know, she my friend. Like, you know, we Latinas, we're like, pues es mi amiga, or like, es mi comadre, you know, she's my kid's godmother, or she my friend, or she my sister, so she can hook it up for free, right? Like, no, there's boundaries. So put up those boundaries, okay? First of all, that's the first tip for selling on the DMs. Okay, so tip number two is ask questions, you know, like if someone reaches out to you, right? Because you usually start to like, hey, so I love your lattes. I've been having them. I love them. I think they're amazing. By any chance, is there a way that you would be, do you sell like the caramel sauce for your lattes? Or would you be willing to share your recipe with me? Let me know. So today we're going to use the latte example. That's an opportunity for you to ask more questions. Oh, thank you so much for asking. So what were you planning to do with that caramel recipe? Or, you know, you wanted to buy just a caramel sauce? Is it to make your own coffee? Ask questions, right? What if she wants to open like another coffee shop? Like, you don't know what she wants to do. Like, be curious. Just be curious out of curiosity. Maybe she wants to like send it for the holidays to her mom because it's amazing and her mom loves caramel, you know, and her lattes as well. So like, be curious, like have a conversation. It's not a time for you to be like, well, you know, like, my starting rate starts at blah, blah, blah. Like, have a conversation. Be human, okay? So I would ask, okay, so what, you know, what you want it for? Oh, you know, well, like, I love making my own lattes. You know, I'm trying to be more, you know, conscious of my spending habits. And, like, you know, some people will be very upfront and honest like that with you, which I love. But, like, okay, well, actually, maybe a class comes out of that. Oh, actually, I'm going to be having an online class, how to make your own caramel lattes at home. Boom, there you have your first student right there. Or maybe you decided that you do have the actual caramel sauce and already bottled up and you can sell it to her and now you can start offering it in your coffee shop, right? This is where opportunity comes in. So always be curious, ask, right? Like this person clearly has been following, they wanna buy something from you. They want something from you. Maybe you're not willing to give out the recipe. You know what, actually like that's a family recipe we don't give out, but I do have this other two options. It's not that people get mad when you say no. It's people, I've learned, people want to have another option. You know, like, unfortunately, I can't do this, but I can do this for you. okay, you know, that's an alternative, right? People want alternatives. So if people are coming to you for products or services and you want to sell through your DMs, but it's not something you're offering, offer the alternative. What is the alternative for you? Is it that you already prepackaged the product? Is it that a class is coming up soon? Is it that they can just come get the service with you? Is it that you're going to have like a monthly membership? Is it they can have a monthly meetup for coffee drinkers that drink certain amount of coffees through your coffee shop. So they were using the coffee latte example, right? So be curious. Okay. So I always love being curious. I love to find out more. For pricing, I always love inspiration pictures. Okay. So if you're service-based, like we are, right? Beauty pros. Inspiration pictures. Okay. I want to see what color your hair is. So send me a picture of your hair. And I want to see what your color of blonde is. I've learned that clients love to say coloring for blonding. So we cannot assume. A lot of my clients will say, I want to color my hair. They really want to blonde their hair. Okay. And my blonding services are not super expensive, but they're not the cheapest either. I know that. So I start off with the lowest price and I can kind of gauge it, right? So I can usually gauge when I give out my haircut and, you know, hair repair mineral treatment service out. I can gauge on somebody's response if that's within their price limit or it's not. I never discount my services, so please don't discount your services. That person is not for you and it's okay. And offer an alternative. Sure, like maybe you can't spend $450 in a blonding service with me. But you know what? Maybe you can spend $130 with a mineral treatment service with me. Maybe you can spend a mineral treatment and a haircut service with me. Right? Or maybe you can spend some like hairstyling services with me. Maybe there's another alternative, okay? So that's how I sell through the DMs, honestly. It's very organically. I ask questions. I'm literally curious because I want to give them the right price, right? We never, as business owners, we never want to undercharge. So get pictures, ask questions. They're more than happy to respond. They love it. Have a conversation. Think like we're both are sitting here in my couch in my house and we're having a conversation face to face. So think about it that way. Okay. Now the next thing, selling with the DMs. Okay, Celeste, that sounds awesome. I like how you go through the conversation. How do I offer my pricing? The big P word that everybody like freaks out over. Pricing. Don't be scared, okay? I always think of pricing. This helped me because to be honest, I was very scared of pricing before. And that was my money story. So if you have a money story like that, it's okay. Try to work on different ways and methods of healing it. I have episodes on here about our money story. So you can listen to those back episodes on that. Offering your pricing, telling somebody how much you charge for a product or service is just an invitation. So think about it. You have the party that's going on. Whether it's with your service or with your product, you have this amazing thing. And you're just giving me an invitation. I can say when you give somebody an invitation to a birthday party, to a wedding, to dinner, to go out and have coffee, you get to say yes and you get to say no. The same thing, when you give somebody your pricing, don't discount it. Just think about it. This is an invitation for them and they get to tell me yes or no and I'm not gonna take it personal. Boom. That changed me so much. So remember, it's pricing, giving out your pricing for your products or services. It's just an invitation. They get to say yes or no, and we don't take it personally. So I give out my pricing, whatever your pricing is, you know, like, and this is how I do it. So based on, you know, what you showed me, this would include, what does it include? Okay. So for example, if it's my latte, okay. So, you know, so you want to learn how to make lattes at home. So based on what you're asking, I actually have a class coming up. It's going to be virtually. And it would include some tools that you can buy at Amazon to make it even easier to do it at home. Some time-saving tools on making your own lattes like the night before. It includes a little bottle of the, you know, caramel sauce for your latte that you're looking for. And also some helpful tips for beginners. So all that is included as part of the class that you would be looking for to make lattes out of home. And also you get the sauce that you wanted for your latte out of home as well. And all that is included for blank. Here's the price. Right? for $75. So what are your thoughts on that? Write that down. What are your thoughts on that? I'm not asking what are you thinking, because if you think first, like, oh, that's expensive, or that's hell of a deal. Every time when somebody asks me, so this is the part where sometimes we need to step out of being a business owner. When I step about being a consumer, when people tell me, what do you think? Or my friends ask me, what do you think? It's like, yes or no. I don't know why my brain goes yes or no all the fucking time. Yes, I just swore. Don't use that. Don't use what do you think. Nope, that word is X out, X out. Do not use that word to self. Do not use that word to say. What are your thoughts on this? How do you feel about this, right? How do you feel? I only use when I'm like actually in person with them after the service. What are your thoughts on this? It's really for selling on the DMs. What are your thoughts? Well, I think that's amazing. You know, like, I love how, like, I'm going to have a class and the sauce. And quick question. So do I get the recording of the class? They get more curious. They're excited. They're asking you. And now you can analyze. Oh, yeah. Is this class going to include lifetime to the replay? Or is it just like a one-time thing, right? So these are the things that we really start to think. And now let's talk about rejection. Let's talk about selling with a rejection, okay? Sometimes you're going to be out of people's price range, and that is okay. They can love your service, they can love your product, but you're outside of their price range, and that's totally okay. I don't shop with people's wallets. I don't know what their income is. I don't know, and it's not my job, okay? I can accept and know. Well, you know, that is more than I was looking to invest at this time. But thank you so much. Okay, so you have two options here. So there, if you have an alternative, right, which for me, like, I knew that she was looking how to make lattes out of home. She wants to save money and she really liked the sauce. Maybe I can offer, well, you know, like, I totally understand. Just so you know, you can buy just the sauce for your lattes at home for $25. And maybe she'll be like, heck yes, give me the sauce. I won't do the class, but I'll take the sauce. You know, or maybe like you don't have an alternative, right? For services, let's say like you're gonna do a hair color service, you want to be blonded, and I am out of your price range. You know, like, oh yeah, that's out of my price. And yeah, that won't work for me, but thank you for your time. Or, you know, thank you. I'm like, oh yeah, of course, you're welcome. If anything changes in the future, please let me know. If anything changes in the future, please let me know. Thank you. Why do we end it like that when we get rejected? This is why. Things are going to change in the future. It has happened to me. I have had clients where I'm out of the price range, and maybe they went somewhere else and their hair got damaged, or and then now they need a color correction, or maybe then they decided that they were done being blonde and now they just need a haircut and they want a haircut and treatment from me. Things change all the time in life, babes, like all the time. Okay, loves, I'm just saying it changes. So don't shut your business. Don't shut the door down just because you got to know. Leave the door open. So that's how you handle rejection, is by saying thank you and leaving the door open, because you never know. Maybe that person can't afford you, but they have a bestie. They have a friend that can afford you. And guess what? You know what? I told her I couldn't afford it, but she was so nice and informative. You need to go to her because she knows her stuff. By leaving your door open, you're leaving the door open for possibilities and opportunities and referrals. So that's how I handle rejection. When people tell me no, don't take it personal. That's how we handle rejection. And lastly, to end this episode on selling on the DMs, make it a business transaction, okay? What do I mean by that? Venmo has Venmo for Business. So yes, they do take a 1.9% of the total amount plus 30 cents, but that's what I call the cost of doing business. That's why I have my prices the way I do. That's where part of my credit card usage fee goes into. But also, like, make it a business transaction. So remember how I told you in the beginning of this episode, sometimes I sell, like, you know, my higher end ticket items, like services or for like weddings or, you know, for consulting. Make it a business. So although it starts in the DMs, it doesn't end there. I will get their emails, get their phone numbers, send them an actual legitimate contract, send them an actual place where you can actually track that they actually gave you the deposit, send them an actual legitimate confirmation. So my other tip for you, making it all legit and selling on DMs, I use Venmo. People love Venmo. I do what's easier on my client. I don't do what all the beauty pros are saying to tell me to do. I'm doing it for my client or my guest experience, okay? A lot of them love to pay me on Venmo. I don't want to get in trouble with the IRS. I don't want to get in trouble with Venmo. So I have a business Venmo account. So once that money goes on there, I know when the deposit's made. Guess what? They get an automated, and they go into my booking system. They get an automated confirmation that their appointment is on this date. Their payment was received. They get reminders, which I don't have to do. Once I put in the system, it's all automatic. They show up the day of. I have it on the notes. If they're already paid in full, the money's already there. All this stuff is made automatically through systems. I use systems. It's a business. So treat it like a business. Always think about your client experience. Now, when it comes to contracts like weddings or for consulting, which I do a lot of as well, behind the scenes, I never share that because, you know, I have like NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. Like I can't say who it is for and all that stuff. But anyway, so for that stuff, I have HoneyBook. So I love using HoneyBook. I'm an affiliate, which means they give me a little percentage at no additional cost to you, and they give you a special offer for you. So you can go on HoneyBook, you can use the code Celeste the Stylist, and you can try it out for free. But I love using HoneyBook because I'm able to actually have a contract. People can sign it. It keeps track of all the emails that we go back and forth through there. It saves pictures. It's just an amazing tool. I freaking love it. I know people utilize other things for contracts. I just love it for those type of businesses. So make sure that you finish your transaction, your higher-end transactions with a contract. It's very important. It protects you, but also protects your client, right? And I think it builds, especially when you're selling through the DMs, it builds a level of trust, right? Because most of the time, they don't know me. Like the first time they met me or interacted with me was through DMs, okay? So when they see a contract, they know like, okay, this person's legit. She has a business. I have her business address, her email, her business name. She has a contract of the things. She took my deposit. I know how much I owe her. I know if I need to make changes. I know how to contact her. You see how much rapport and building of trust that is? I need to sign it as well. I give them guides. There's so much stuff that goes behind the scenes to that, which I'm not going to get into today's episode, but it makes it legit. They feel trusted. And something that I've learned to do, which I'm sharing with you, being an open book here, is send out confirmations. So a week before their event, or usually like a week to 5 days before their event, I check in, just letting them know when the appointment is, the location. I can't wait to see them. So excited. And they can reach back out to me. They feel this ease like, okay, awesome. That person's going to come to my service. Or awesome. Okay, we're going to have that consultation call like we had it scheduled. And they know what's in it for them. I know what's in it for me as well. It makes it more trust building. So don't or do. It's up to you. Do you want to sell on the DMs? Make sure that you have a real clear system. Keep it simple. So I'm going to answer the 5 questions that I get about this, and then that's it for today. Number 1, Celeste, what do you use to collect deposits? So I use Venmo for business, and I report all my money to the IRS because I don't want to get in trouble. And I also use my booking system. Has a thing where I can actually make you an appointment, and then it sends you a text message saying, hey, your appointment has been made. You need to make a deposit so that it's confirmed. And they can make a deposit through their iPhone. As soon as they get the text, boom, done. I love my booking system. So there's question number 1. Question number 2. Celeste, what do you use for your contracts on DMs and stuff? So I never finish, like I said, I never finish my contracts and business through DMs. Usually I need to get money first, right? Because money makes it like legit. I know you're taking me seriously and I can take you seriously too. So I love using HoneyBook for contracts. People still have the option to Venmo me if they want to through my Venmo My Business, or they can pay on there. And there's a fee for using the credit card. But I always have administrative fee in all of my services. Question number 3, Celeste, how do you charge for the credit card usage? Have administrative fees, please, for all your services. I don't care if you're just doing my nails or my eyelashes or you're cutting my hair. You need to charge for administrative fees. You're going to have to interact with your client, answer questions or text messages and emails. That's taking your time. Charge for your time, please. So I always charge for administrative fees. And administrative fees is part of my business, is how I run it. So I have an administrative fee. Shout out to Gustavo, my husband, Gus, because he taught me that. He's in the tile contractor business, so I've learned a lot from him too. Okay, question number four that I get. Okay, Celeste, so that sounds awesome. So I got all the information, but can you really get business from DMs, from strangers that are legit? Yes, you can. I have gotten so much business from DMs. I've done so many weddings from DMs. I've done a lot of consulting and education opportunities and working with brands. All started from DMs, from having conversations. So I believe strongly in DMs. I've already told you my not so good story with it too. So have boundaries, right? Really important to have boundaries on that. And you can't sell to strangers on the DMs. You just have to be very professional. And remember, don't end the transaction there. And lesson number five, there is an option on DMs. I don't know if you have this option, but I'm just throwing it out there. So on Instagram, there's an option where I can charge you. So for example, let's say one of my clients, so I played with her. So shout out to Maddie. She's one of my coaching clients. I love her. She's so awesome. She's doing amazing things. Anyways, so we were playing with the DMs. I'm like, hey, Maddie, there's this new feature on Instagram. Can I play with you? I'm going to try it out with you. She's like, yeah, of course. So I send her you can send people an invoice through DMs for whatever amount. So I sent her an invoice for $50 and she got it. So what that means is people can pay through DMs for deposits and all those things. Really cool feature. I just don't utilize it because I want to have the backup of a business type of software. So when it's my booking system, Venmo for Business, or even HoneyBook, those are business systems for customer relations management systems. It's going to help me, and it also backs up to a legitimate business. And even for Venmo, make sure that you have your profile set up. If you have a Venmo for a business, make sure that it is for business. And let people know, like, you have space for 10 pictures. Show off your business. Show off what you do. Make sure that you're able to build your authority even more. And whatever you use, whether it's Instagram or whether you're selling the DMs, you know, or you can message people on TikTok if you guys follow each other. There's that. Or whatever platform, Facebook Messenger. You know, I've done business through Facebook Messenger as well. Be legit with your business, right? Like, start the conversation there, answer the questions, and take the business from there to somewhere else. It's easy to do. I get deposits on other systems, and then we go back on the DMs and say, thank you, I cannot wait to see you. Or thank you, we'll talk soon, right? Or then we move on from doing DMs to email contacting, or if it's a client that I'm gonna be able to see in the salon, then I'll see them when I see them in the salon. They get automatic reminders sent to their phone or email, whatever they choose. So that is my experience with selling the DMs. I hope this was super helpful for you. This episode will be uploaded on Spotify, so feel free to say hi. Let me know what was helpful. Muchas gracias por estar aquí otra vez, and I will see you back here next week. Bye, love.